Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the busiest travel weeks of the year, and so far, so good at Love Field.
Traffic here at Love Field has been relatively easy.
Checking our bags was super easy. Security line was easy. I'm telling you, yeah, it's been a breeze this morning.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Very surprised, actually, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Traffic through the airports all over the state and across the nation expected to pick up quite a bit. At Love Field, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Let's see how things are going at Love Field right now. Where Russell reported from, we have seen 56 delays at Love Field, but again, no flight cancellations out of either airport. 228 delays at DFW. Taking a look at security lines, they're both under 3 minutes. In fact, the TSA pre-check is actually longer than the general boarding. And if you're heading out to DFW Airport, the slowest of it is at E33, where it's more than 20 minutes, also B9. A woman in Wiley delivers her own baby. She did it by the side of the road.
Jennifer and Drew McDonald were headed to the hospital for the big day, but baby Valerie just didn't want to wait. And as Drew tried to navigate traffic, things escalated.
Next thing I know, Jennifer's screaming at me. She's like, "This baby's coming." Her water breaks. I look over. I see the baby's head's breaching. I'm calling 911, and we're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And luckily, I'm able to get over on the side of the road in the dirt.
And I was like, "This is it. She's coming." And then she was basically delivered, you know, on her own.
EMT showed up just in time to make sure mommy and baby were good. And now the family of five are doing just fine. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the next city manager list is now down to three names.
The three were interviewed in executive session today, and they are interim city manager Kimberly Tolbert, Fort Worth Assistant City Manager William Johnson, and Sacramento Assistant City Manager Mario Lara. Councilman Tanel Atkins.
We are going to have professional candidate. We are going to go out to the resident, a dollar, to make them part of this selection. And so with that, I want to make sure that we had transparency.
Some of the council were upset that the hiring firm they used didn't provide enough candidates when the firm promised at least 50. The incoming city manager will need to hire a new police chief and, pending any action from the courts, move forward with an aggressive police staffing requirement. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Memorial continues to grow in McKinney in honor of a teenage boy that got hit over the weekend.
This is where 14-year-old Jameer Dabney was hit by a car and left on the road. We have watched McKinney police come back out to the scene here, knocking on doors in this neighborhood, looking for cameras and anything that they say can help them find video evidence. Police tell me they have received several tips on this case, but so far, no arrest has been made. Now, it happened just after 6 p.m. on Saturday night. Police say Jameer was riding his bike home after playing basketball when a dark-colored four-door sedan hit him and kept going. Moments later, passersby stopped to help. Jameer was rushed to the hospital, but it was too late. The Evans Middle School student and football player died from his injuries. Now, through tears, his grandmother shared a heartbreaking message for the community.
This is my baby. We are hurting. Please come forward.
How do you handle it when you have all these plates spinning and you're trying to play host to family you might not have seen in a long time? On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Sonia Azad. She's an expert on health and wellness. She is in the KRLD Zoom room. So, Sonia, with the holidays now down to crunch time, how much stress are people really feeling?
Oh, well, I mean, studies show that about 89% of Americans are classifying themselves as overwhelmed, stressed out, right? And that's because they're just juggling a lot. I mean, we are all juggling a lot on a day-to-day basis. Throw in the obligations and the responsibilities and the travel and the weather of the holidays. You know, maybe you're hosting, maybe you're, you know, seeing people who you don't necessarily love seeing. And yeah, that is some added stress points.
How much of this could be avoided with better planning, though? Because we know this holiday comes up same time every year. It's not a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It depends on who you are. I've said this several times to people. It's like, how good are you at drawing boundaries? Mm-hmm. The first one, you know, part of this. But the second part is, are the boundaries necessary? Meaning, you know, can you go home for a day, see the people that you need to see, do the things you need to do, and politely leave? Can you politely decline the invitation? Can you create boundaries around how far you'll travel? You know, if you've got a partner or children, maybe people come to you. So, yeah, I mean, planning is tricky because I think family dynamics can get tricky. And don't forget, there are also a lot of people who are quite isolated at this time. People in elder care, people who are not just single, but maybe they're widowed or, you know, life circumstances haven't allowed them to connect beyond just themselves or their home. And so while we do talk a lot about the hustle and bustle of the holidays, a lot of times what we also see is kind of isolation, depression, or anxiety about actually just being alone over the holidays.
Does social media help? I mean, it has tended to reconnect us with old family we hadn't seen in decades and hadn't communicated with, but it gives us the opportunity to do so without really needing to put ourselves out there.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, look, it can, right? There are always upsides to social media, depending on how you use it and for how long you use it. And there can be a downside for sure as well. I think that if you're using it to connect with people, let's say, who live outside of your immediate community or outside of your city, and you want to wish them a happy holiday or see pictures of their family, then yeah, certainly it's kind of a nice, fun, easy way to stay connected.
When we talk about the holidays, we talk about the building stress that we've seen. And how important is it after the holidays are over to kind of do a reset and a decompression and kind of take stock of what happened?
This is a great question. And I think not enough people ask themselves this question. I mean, to me, it's really important to take inventory of the last year and then kind of plant seeds for what's to come. Or, you know, it's like waking up every day. I tell a lot of my yoga students, I say, look, before you wake up, before your feet hit the floor, you want to ask yourself, what do I desire from this day rather than just what does this day require from me? Like, what do I really want to do? Do I want to connect with a friend? Do I want to feel the sunlight? Do I want to, you know, whatever it is, something that makes you happy, something that brings you joy, something that's going to make you smile.
Cowboys, winners last night against Tampa Bay, only their second home win of the year. And the other one was against the Giants. That doesn't really count.
Yeah.
26-24, that was the final, in spite of knowing they'd been eliminated from the playoffs. Our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan. Does this one kind of make up for that weird finish against the Bengals?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it balances things out a little bit, maybe. You still got a weird finish in this one. But, yeah, I mean, they end up pulling off this victory against a decent Tampa Bay team, one that's a little inconsistent, but a decent Tampa Bay team that had something to play for. And so they went out there and put a good performance on the field on both sides of the ball for the most part. So balances things a little bit, but obviously not the finish to the season that they wanted.
Talk a little bit about this defense. I know earlier in the year we had said it doesn't seem like they're trying very much, but the last few weeks, this defense, despite missing almost everyone of importance other than Micah, has really come on. You've got to give them their kudos.
Yeah, they played much better. Mike Zimmer has figured out what he has in his personnel, what they can handle, what he can give them. And really at the bye week had done some self-scouting and adjusted some of what they were trying to do and figured out, all right, what can I actually make with this personnel right now? I can't do all the things that I would normally like to do, so what can I do? And I think that ultimately you're seeing that he's just figured out what kind of players he has, and they've continued to play well, and guys are fitting into their roles well and picking up everything that he's been trying to make them, you know, really stick with them. So a lot of the pre-snap diagnosis stuff and different things like that. And so they've been impressive defensively in the last couple weeks. It's still not always perfect. They still have their deficiencies. They're lacking talent in a few areas. But, I mean, I think he's getting the absolute most out of the defense at this point.
And special teams got into it, too. Brandon Aubrey, he's the Cowboys MVP this year. He's got to be, right? I don't think it's even close.
He's been great, and he's a special kicker. He's a big weapon for them, and you feel like even when he's 62 yards out, you feel like he's going to make it every single time. And so he's been really impressive and is probably in line at some point to become the league's highest paid kicker by quite a decent amount. So he's been great for them, was great again yesterday, and has been a real weapon for them. It's one of those things where he cuts the amount of yardage you need to gain to get into field goal range late in the game. He cuts that in half. And, I mean, that is a big advantage that a lot of teams don't have.
Cowboys have been playing a lot better as of late. Even though we all know they're not really playing for anything, playoffs were really unrealistic. And the way that Jerry was talking about Mike McCarthy and the job he's done the last several weeks, I mean, are we looking at him saving his job at this point?
I mean, I guess it just totally depends on, is Jerry comfortable with mediocrity and accepting something that's below their Super Bowl standard? Because Mike McCarthy was hired to be different in January than Jason Garrett was, and he couldn't even get you to January this year. So in a prove-it year for them to finish 500 or a little below and fall short of that, I think that would just be a major indictment of what Jerry's standard has become for them. And so it's possible they're talking like it. They're not shooting it down. But I think that, I will be surprised if it ultimately happens. I think everybody else feels a little more 50-50. I'd be surprised if he was brought back after this. And more than anything, I think I'd just be disappointed about what it means about in terms of Jerry's standard for what this organization is supposed to be if Mike McCarthy does return.
Good enough. Bobby, thanks so much. We appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again next week. That's our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan. And, Cowboy fans are looking at this, saying, oh, they won 4 out of 5. Next year's the year. You know how naively optimistic Cowboys fans could be.
Well, boy, the one thing I love about Bobby is that he comes on and he shoots you straight. He's like, you want to stay with mediocrity? Keep Mike McCarthy out of it. That's his opinion. He throws it out there. All right.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.